There is another type of law enforcement. So for the law enforcement, either I have authorization like the FBI or whatever, he's acting by the law. And the minute that guy get out of the umbrella of the law, he will be treated as a citizen. He used his gun to kill somebody he hate, he's a killer. He's not a law. But if he use it to catch a thief, he's clean. But there are law enforcement by other ways. When I have leaders to enforce the concept by doing it themselves, when the leaders adopt a certain principles, they will make it as a law and they will enforce it. Like you have Martin Luther King when he comes and say, I have a dream. That's a law enforcement. John F. Kennedy, say not what your country is going to do to you, but ask yourself what you're going to do to your country. That's law enforcement right there. But so sometimes in the informal area, you need a law enforcement. And the law enforcement will happen when the leader will start by themselves. Or they set the principles and they will promote it and go for it. And that's exactly part of the messages that it came, or the reason of revelations in the Quran. More detail, that is what that course is all about, inshallah ta'ala, and that's going to be the lifetime till the end, you know, because after that course, this introduction, I will start to tackle one step at a time, inshallah, the ayat of the Quran, and we will study the Quran together. And I hope inshallah we will have, it is not attempt to interpret Quran, it is attempt to understand the Quran, and that's different. Interpret Quran, you need a certain type of scholars, devoted their lives to do that. They have keen understanding, keen studies in the reason of revelations, in the language, the approaches, the school of thoughts. We have more than one school of thoughts in the interpretation. There are certain standards to do that. But that's for them. But for us, we are trying to understand. And what we're going to do, basically, inshallah, all what we're going to understand is going to be coming out as a fruit from what those people and the messenger did. So we are not coming up with something new or saying something different. Okay. Now, we want to look at the Quran as a miracle. What does the word miracle mean? We have so many types of miracles. We have a miracle we see every Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, I'm not criticizing anybody. But we know what that is and how it works. But in reality, what is miracle? Miracle is an event to break a natural law, to provide the backup and support to a messenger or prophet. So the people will believe in his authentication. So it is event to break a natural law. Okay. When Musa, peace be upon him, used his cane to split the sea, you cannot split the water. Water goes with each other, that's a natural law. But having the cane to do it, that is a break to a natural law. When the cane was turned in front of Pharaoh to snake, that means it moved from one category of creation to another. That is a break to a natural law. This is a miracle. Okay. Do those miracles, first of all, like I said from the definition, it is an event to break a natural law. To do what? To provide a backup and authentication to a messenger or a prophet. So we need to know very clearly who is the messenger and who is the prophet. and if there any difference in between them or not. The Prophet is a man. In Islam, there is no holiness to anybody other than God. He's a human being, being selected, educated, trained by God to deliver a message and to do or to do reinforcement to message that did exist in the culture, but people had changed it, or people forgot, or distorted, or cut and paste, and it lost its meaning. So it will come to do what? Reinforcement. So either he is delivering something that it was before, or he is doing the reinforcement. But who is the messenger? The messenger is a prophet, but has a higher responsibility. And because a higher responsibility, he got higher tools. All the time, God give him approach and give him book. When you talk to Musa, for instance, what is the major problem that the community he was sent to Bani Israel in Egypt? What was the major problem there? The major problem is you have a people looking at themselves as a superior gods. They are the Egyptians and they are the Pharaoh. And you have the Jewish community. They look at them. They are nothing. Nothing. Evil to kill anyone is justifiable. I mean, what is so fuss about? You can use him, you can abuse him, you can do whatever you want to do in there. That's no problem. Right? Here it comes at the approach, it says what? No. Eye for eye and tooth for tooth. That means you as a Jewish community, even the Jewish community, if they did not accept it, they suffered from it. And now he's coming and tell him, no, if you're going to work holy, what God want, if somebody take your eye, take your his eye. Because his eye is not better than yours. If he slam you, slam him. Because he is not better than you. Or by another word, the approach of Musa, it was what? Restore again the humanity to a character being abused to the lower level it can be. He's rebuilding his stamina. Say no, don't take it and wait. You have the right to say no. You have the right to defend on your space. You have the right to have a dignity and live in honor. And no one will step over you. That's the approach. The book, it was what? The Ten Commandments. Shall not. These are the major guidelines that constitute the Jewish community behavior with others and the Jewish community behavior with each other. Or by another word, the Ten Commandments, it's supposed to be the base of the behavior of the Jewish person and the Jewish community in interaction with each other or in interaction with others. This Ten Commandment, it got interpreted later on and during the history to all laws, do and don't. And it was a school of thoughts. I think they ended up with the major five major school of thought in this area. When you come to the Messiah, peace be upon him, we believe the approach, it was what? Love. Says, okay, I am not going to tell you justice should not be ended. No. Justice means stability and everybody having his right. But let us be passionate about applying the law. The law is coming from God. But let us be passionate when we apply it. And from there it was the development of what you can call circumstances. For the same crime, you can have a different level of reaction and different level of punishment. Or sometimes even it is not a crime. So the approach here is what? Let us learn how to apply passion, not to go after. Like, let me give you a very quick example. When Mary, the adulterer, when they tried to stone her, and he said, let the one with no sin cast the first stone. What he was doing here? Was he defending on adultery? He's saying, it is okay, why are you going to do it? No, he says what? Do not rush to condemn. You don't know her circumstances. And he turned it after that and he said what to her? Go commit no sin no more. Don't do it again. That's it. So here there is an implementation. And what his book was? The Bible. The Bible is different from the Bible that we have now. So I like to use the word the Injil or the teaching of Musa. The Messiah or Isa. Because the Bible, the way that it is now, it is from their perspective classified to four categories. The Word of God, the Word of the Messiah, narrated from, like John said, Matthew said, Paul said, this is said, and others. The fourth classification is others, which represent kind of stories or histories or events. It took place. So these are the four major categories to what we know now as the Bible. But it is not all revelations. These four categories exist. But what it has been revealed is what the Messiah was revealed to, which is we call it the Injil, or the actual teaching of the Messiah. When we come to Muhammad as a messenger of God, we will see he says what? The approach is peace. And the book is the Quran. The approach is peace, that means what? To accomplish or to have any peace. That means two things have to happen. If you want to have a peace with yourself, you want to have a peace with your family, you have to have a peace with your neighbor, you have to have a peace in your community, two major things must happen. What are those two things? Number one, vivid, clear description to rights and obligations. I know what is my rights, I know what is my obligation. I take my rights, I give you my obligations. That's not an issue of discussion. Number two, love in implementing rights and obligations. You took $100 from me, you said you're going to give them to me next month. Right? My right next month to have them back. That's my right. You don't have them, I take action. He says, no, nazratun ila maysara. You know, if you can give him a layaway, give him a layaway. You see what I'm saying? If even he gets to the point that he cannot pay the $100 and he is in business, the state will interfere in a category of zakah, al-gharimin, and he will pay it for him. So the purpose here is to accomplish the peace. And like I said, you want a peace, you have to have the two. Very well, clear, define rights and obligations, and love in implementing these rights and obligations. Am I okay?
Okay.
Alright. So that is, give you a little bit of definition of what is a prophet and what is a messenger and the word miracle. Do the word miracle has attributes? Yes. The word miracle by its own self is an act. Like I said, it is an act, event. That means it got a beginning and end. Right? Act, got a beginning, and got an end. The second, it comes all the time in what if the people very, very advanced in. Or otherwise, let us say I don't recognize a value of a good music. And you come and talk to me about Beethoven and Chopin and the 18th century era and the classic era and romantic. Have a nice day. Don't waste your time and mine. Even if you give me a gift, I'm not going to understand what you're doing. But when the people advance in these things, the most knowledgeable people, they will recognize that what they're facing is different. And once the expert recognize it is different, immediately the mass will believe because they trust their leaders. Let us, for instance, go to Musa, peace be upon him. People in that time, they were very advanced in what it called, in that time, chemia. Chemia turned out to be later on chemia. And chemia by the English, when we translate it to chemistry. You have a liquid like a water, you put them together, you got a golden color. Whoa, what happened? Magic. We ended up having magic. So the concept of magic did control the life on that time. Control the time. Even the superior, they were the magicians. So here you come, and Musa, the nature of his miracle is to do what? To challenge the magic. When he is moving the cane, which is from the tree, that's one category. Moving it to the category of animal, snake. Hey, that cannot be a magic, man. There is nothing on the sleeve here. When he put his hand under his arm and it come up light with light, that's no magic. We got a problem here. And actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him by 9 major miracles to prove. And even with all of those miracles, what happened? People after that kept it challenging and never, out of stubbornness, and they did it. Okay, you come on the time of the Messiah, peace be upon him. People, they were extremely advanced in medicine. Okay. Plus, the philosophy that it was controlling the culture, it was saying that the source of life is the blood, not the soul. You are sick when your blood is sick. Or when your blood is contaminated, you die. Or you lose the blood, you die. But here it comes, the nature to prove that the life, the source of life, is the soul, not. So he was part of his miracle. While he was sitting out, he was telling the people what it was in their homes. Another thing, healing. Who will know? Who will know the magnitude of the problem or what happened other than the doctors? Doctors said, no hope. Or waking up a dead person, which is he did, by the name of God. I mean, a bird, and by the name of God, he turned it to fly. That means he gave him a life. All of these miracles, it was a major challenge to the most knowledgeable people in the craft they are in it in that time. So every messenger, his miracle came in the nature where the people very, very advanced in. Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people, they were linguistic. Language. Extremely intelligent. And by the way, linguistic, it means maturity of the brain. Maturity of the brain and development of the brain. The challenge came to them. And sometimes you see the opening of ayat, of surah, like what we're going to study together, is with the letter. He's telling the Arab, listen, I am using the same alphabetic. If I can do it, you can do it, if it is not the word of God. And I am illiterate. I did not go to school for it. I don't know how to read and write. And you will see the challenges that come. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّنْ مِثْلِ وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in more than one area, if you have a doubt, no one going to stop you, but try to make like what he did. If it was made by one man, it can be done by another, it can be done in another. And the challenge is وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا, that you will not be able to do it. And up to now 1400 years, nobody tried. And even when they tried, which is like they developed something called Al-Furqan, chuck and cheese. And in another he said about وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَبِيرًا. If it was from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would find major, major differences in it. So, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the approach it was peace, and the book was the Quran, like I said. Now we are talking still the miracle, and the miracle, like I said, the second attribute of the miracle is it comes in what if the people very advanced in it. The third, it provides the backup and the support to the messenger and to the prophet. And by the way, to show you the gratitude of the people, the Messiah, peace be upon him, he performed 32 healing operations. 32. Only one out of the 32, after walking away, remember to turn back and say thank you. And 31 walked away. And most of them did not believe. They were the subject, like the blind and other. They were the subject of the miracle, and they did not. So that can tell you where we stand sometimes when we are stubborn. But now we want to look at the Quran as a miracle. And we know now it is an event to break a natural law, to provide a backup and support to a messenger or prophet. And in our case here, the prophet is what? Or the messenger, he is the prophet and the messenger at the same time, by the definition that I give, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first thing you need to know about the Quran is not only the event, but it is the commitment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Like I said earlier, event, that means has a beginning and has an end. Today, if you come and tell me, Musa did this, Musa did that, Musa did that, do you have evidence? Can you prove to me today that Musa did that? Nevertheless, can you prove to me to start with there is somebody called Musa or somebody called the Messiah? Can you prove that today? You can't. But why I am believing in him, taking him by the faith. And inshallah, going to come a time is how to use what it called the faith, not the blind faith. And what are the measures that you would apply, and you can say, I am taking it by faith. But that's not our issue today. So here, the Quran does not represent the act of God only, but represent also the commitment of God. And what is the difference? Like I said, the act, beginning and end, is gone. I have to take it. But the Quran, is the Quran as a miracle, is still alive between our hand? Yes, it is. So it has a beginning, but it does not have an end with that sense, because it is available. I don't have to take it by the faith that the book, that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this to Muhammad, because I can go to the Quran and read, and I say it, and it's going to be there. All the commitment in it is a miracle. The major commitment in it, they are intact till the day of judgment. Do and don't, they all intact. Let me tell you major problem. Like I said, it is not my approach. I never did it, and I will never do it, because it is not my job to criticize somebody else. But I'm going to tell you something, that how it can be misinterpreted and can lead to problems. And it is in our time. It's not going any further. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, Judaism, Christianity, and in Islam, which is the teaching of all of those, they are, we consider a message of Islam, adultery is forbidden. Even the punishment for them is very well defined in all. It is the same, without going for any details, trust me on that. They are the same. Okay. In our time, last century, in the Western atmosphere, got shocked twice. The daily life got shocked twice by what we called the First and the Second World War. In the First and the Second World War, you have more than 60 million men died, vanished, no reproduction. The number of females, to start with, in the normal daily life, the ratio between male and female, 1-3 or 1-5. That's the normal ratio. When you come and tip that ratio, you are in a lot more deep trouble than you think, because the ratio, it was raised to 1-9, 1-11, 1-13, and in some other areas even more. For every one male, you have all of that. So what are you going to end up with? Now the churches started to recognize the magnitude and the size of the problem. And there is a say out there, it says what? If I can get the milk free, why should I buy the cow? Am I right? That's what it says. Or by other words, the men, they did not have the drive even to get married. Things available. So the church, to solve the problem, what it says, for the purpose of marriage, only for the purpose of marriage, men and women, they can intermingle with each other, they can go out with each other, so they can understand each other, and they end up doing what? Getting married. Does that make sense? It does make sense. Logically, it makes sense. Right? Okay. What we ended up, how the man in the street interpret that, and how he interpret that, and translated that,